AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of this game and at the end of our boys' contest between Coldwater and Eaton Rapids. We will name McDonald's players of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Niles Ball to start the second half. They lead by 11. 32-21, they will move from left to right. Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides. Elise Zimmerman with 20 points is handling the ball at the point, taking it to the cup. Finger roller was a little strong. The ball taken away by Jordan Shirey. Here come the Cardinals. See if they can cut down on the turnovers here in the second half. Kendall Galloway to Megan Scorfar. Back in with her three fouls. A double team is hawking her. Sideline right throws the ball to Kendall. Out of bounds pass back to Megan. It's knocked away and stolen by Tatiana Goodson. Goodson, coast-to-coast block on the shot attempt by Carly Smoker. Scorfar gets the ball back ahead to Kendall Galloway. Throws the ball to Carly Smoker. Yes, and one! Emily Gaines assessed the foul, her first, team first of the second half. The Cardinals have cut the lead down to single digits, 32-23, 32-24, as Smoker converts on the three-point play. Cardinals trail by eight. Here comes Elise Zimmerman. The Cardinals defensively going to a man-to-man defense. That 2-3 zone that the Cardinals play during the first half that has resulted in a balance of the 32 points that are up on the board for the Vikings. A miss in the low left blocks by Elise Zimmerman for the Vikings, but they get the ball back. Here's Gaines on the right wing. Stop the free throw line. The Vikings running their motion offense. A shot by Goodson and a miss underneath. Here come the Cardinals. They can cut down the lead to 6 or 5. Giving the ball to Carly Smoker. She missed on the short jumper underneath. The Vikings are running. Goodson misses on the attempt at the rebound putback. Jordan Shirey and Jasmine Brand get collected with each other, and Jordan Shirey picks up the foul, her first, team first of the second half. 32-24, Niles leads by 8, 6:18 left to play in the third quarter. First of two from Jasmine Brand is good. Her first make from the charity stripe tonight, back to a 9-point lead. Second of two from Buran rolls off the hoop. Smoker's there with a rebound. Carly Smoker finding Kendall Galloway. We are back to our starting units on the floor for both the Cardinals and the Vikings. Scorfar up top to Kendall Galloway. One head fake. Finds Scorfar again on the left corner. Back out to Kendall for three. Bounces off the back of the hoop. Shirey takes the ball away from Goodson and scores. 33-26, 7-point lead for Niles. Other end of the floor, a take and a miss by Elise Zimmerman, but she draws a foul. Harley Smoker picking up her first, team first, the second half. Zimmerman back at the free throw line to add to her 20 points that she has up on her. She misses the first one, though. So it remains 33-26. 34-26 as Zimmerman misses the pair. Just two misses from the charity stripe for Zimmerman. She now has 21 of Niles' 34 points. Other end of the floor, Scorfar kicks the ball out. Smoker long two, rolls in. Smoker's getting heated up here. 6-point lead for Niles, 34-28. And Carly Smoker with 10 of Coldwater's 28 points. Here's Zimmerman to Gaines on the right wing. Stopping and popping from the elbow. A block by Kenzie Galloway. Whistle and a foul. Emily Gaines picking up her second quick foul, team second. Niles pulling away from the press, but Niles defense will meet the ball handler, Kendall Galloway, right at center court. Throws the ball to Kenzie Galloway. Open for three. It's an air ball. Rebound put back. Does not roll in for Shirey. Rebounded by Zimmerman underneath for Niles. Here they come. Gaines wide open from the right corner for three. That's her third triple of the game. That hurts. Lead back up to nine. Gaines almost gets the steal on the Coldwater inbound play. Megan Scorefar will trigger. The Vikings are throwing out a press once again. Looking for Kenzie Galloway. It was taken away by Jasmine Brand, who was straddling the baseline. So Coldwater will try the inbound play again. 4:51 left in the third quarter. The inbound to Kenzie Galloway. The Vikings peeling back on the defense. Maya Brookins being pesky on the D as Kenzie gets across the timeline to Scorefar on the left corner. Moving around the perimeter, Brookins picks her up. Ball comes inside to Jordan Shirey. Whistle and a foul on Elise Zimmerman. Trying to take the ball away from Shirey. Zimmerman's first foul is a team third. Goodson out and Kylie Meyer in for Niles. 4:33 left to play in the third quarter. Cardinal ball and the inbound comes to Shirey. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Zimmerman. Here she comes. Zimmerman splits a double team on the right blocks. Leaves it short. Loose ball collected by Gaines. Now up top to Maya Brookins. Cardinal stretching out the man-to-man defense. Now get the ball to Kylie Meyer. Now here's Brand on the motion, back to Zimmerman. Shot from just inside the free throw line is good. 39-28, back to an 11-point lead. The Cardinals had numbers. Carly Smoker corrals the loose ball, comes to Kendall, around to Megan. Open up top for three, went wide right. And the rebound by Meyer for Niles. 39-28. Three-pointer from the top of the key does not go in for Zimmerman. Rebounded by Shirey. Back and forth we go. Kenzie floats the ball inside to Carly Smoker. Double team comes out on her. Now Scorefar throws the ball over Kendall Galloway's fingertips. Niles gets the ball back. Shirey to the bench. Haley Rinke comes in for her. Meanwhile for Niles, Libby Moody will check in. And Maya Brookins will take a seat. We will also see Antonia Palmer come in for the navy blue and gold of the Niles High School Vikings. They lead 39-28, 3:25 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Here at Coldwater High School, the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Zimmerman getting the ball back to the right wing. Now to the corner to Moody. Back up top to Zimmerman. Kendall Galloway guarding her on the man-to-man defense. Here's Gaines open for three from the right wing. It's short. She gets her own rebound. Despite Kendall Galloway trying to get in the way, Zimmerman will reset things. Under 3 minutes left to play in the third. Here's Zimmerman moving off of a screen by Gaines. Ball comes to the left corner to Kylie Meyer. Loose ball picked up by Moody, and now Zimmerman will have to reset. 2:37 left to play in the quarter. Cardinals have gone to a 3-2 zone. Meanwhile, Niles playing into that 3-2 zone, going four corners. Palmer getting the ball back between the circles to Gaines from Zimmerman. Smoker guarding her, moving off of Zimmerman's screen. Bounce pass taken away, knocked away by Coldwater. The Vikings will get it back. 2:15 left to play in the third quarter, 39-28 on the 11-point lead. Smoker to the bench. Bowers comes in for her. Meanwhile, Khalila Abdullah will check in for Niles. Emily Gaines inbounding to the right of the Niles bench. And the bounce pass comes to Palmer, turns around, shoots, and draws a foul. Double team of Ranky and Scorefar. Fortunately for the Coldwater coaching staff, it's Ranky picking up her second foul and not Scorefar with her fourth. It's the third foul against the Cardinals here in this half. The free throw line, Antonia Palmer drains the first, gets into the scorebook. Niles leads by 12 once again, 40-28, 2:12 left to play in the third quarter. Second of two from Palmer is good as well. 41-28, here comes the Niles man press. The inbound from Bowers to Kendall Galloway. She's sideline right. Ball, lost the ball at center court. She gets the ball back, finds Scorfar somehow. Now get it inside, intended for Bowers. Taken away by Abdullah. Abdullah hawked by Kenzie Galloway, and Abdullah was straddling the baseline. The Cardinals get a gift with a minute 58 left to play in the third quarter. They trail 41-28. Kenzie Galloway will inbound the ball. Finds Megan Scorfar. Launches a triple. Drains a triple. It's a long two. Check that. It's a long two. Her feet were just on the line. Cardinals trail by 11, 41-30. A minute 46 left to play in the third quarter. Abdullah with a ball. Running on the curl. A shot and a score on the runner for Abdullah. Kalila Abdullah giving the Vikings a 13-point lead once again. Other end of the floor. Well run, fast break, and Kenzie Galloway finishes. After that exchange of buckets, it's Niles 43, Coldwater 32. A minute 25 left to play in the third quarter. Kalila Abdullah being hawked by Kendall Galloway. She knocks the ball away from Abdullah. The Vikings will get the ball back with a minute 16 left to play in the third. Kelly Perucci checking in for Coldwater. Elise Zimmerman back in for Niles. Coming to the bench, Megan Scorfar and Emily Gaines, respectively. Zimmerman inbounds to Libby Moody. Now back to Zimmerman. Being hawked by Kendall Galloway. Blows by her and tries to take it strong to the cup. Draws a foul. Kelly Perucci picking up her second foul. Team fourth on the shooting foul. Elise Zimmerman back to the free throw line. A miss on the front end. That's only her third miss from the charity stripe tonight. 43-32. A miss on the second end. But Moody's there with a rebound. Launches a triple from the left corner and drains it. Holy smokes. 46-32. Kenzie Galloway with trouble in the backcourt. She will get the ball across despite the double team that was hawking her. Now Kendall Galloway will settle the ball down. 48 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's 46-32 Vikings. Bounce pass to the right corner. Kelly Perucci draws a foul. And for Niles, Antonia Palmer picks up her third foul. Team fouls even at four apiece. Kenzie Galloway floats the ball to Ranky. Now Bowers on the left elbow. Inside to an open Perucci. She overshot it but draws the foul. Antonia Palmer for Niles just picked up her fourth foul. Front end of this trip, the charity stripe for Kelly Perucci is short. Alicia Prescott will check in. Presumably it will be for Antonia Palmer. Not quite yet as Perucci misses. And here come the Niles Vikings with 33 seconds left in the quarter. Zimmerman finds Moody on the right wing. Now get it back to Zimmerman. Perucci is hawking her between the circles. Now Niles going for corners. They will play for the final shot of the quarter. Moody to Meyer. Now back to Libby Moody on the right wing. Double team comes out on her. Deflected. Taken away by the Cardinals. Here comes Perucci with 8 seconds left in the quarter. And she's going to get tied up as a wrestling match breaks out at center court. Jump ball. And it's going to go to Coldwater. Emily Gaines, Alicia Prescott checking in for Niles. Kelly Perucci will trigger just to the right of the scorer's table with 5.9 seconds left in the quarter. They trail by 14, 46-32. Peruki finding Kenzie Galloway, looking for Ranky inside. Off the glass, short rebound, put back. Goes in for Shelby Bowers at the buzzer. Don't touch that dial. We head to the fourth quarter with Niles leading Coldwater 46-34. Back with a final frame in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. Girls basketball between Niles and Coldwater here in the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Niles outscored Coldwater in the third frame 14-13. They lead by 14. They lead by 12, 46-34. They had the ball to start the first quarter, and we're going to get a tie-up following a miss at a take to the bucket by Niles. Coldwater ball on the alternate possession arrow. Peruki will trigger facing the Niles press. Carly Smoker checked back into the Coldwater lineup, and she currently has the ball. Five of Coldwater's 13 points coming from Carly Smoker. She has 10 to lead the team right now. Smoker has the ball on the left corner, moving to the wing. The ball poked away by Zimmerman, and that's all Smoker could do to go over Zimmerman's back and try and poke the ball away. Smoker commits the foul, her second, team fifth. Team fouls are even at five apiece. Niles ball, the inbound from Zimmerman to Brookins. Maya Brookins, spin move at the half court line. Throws the ball to Antonia Palmer, who checked in despite the fact that she has four fouls. She's not having the best of games right now. She just turned the ball over on a traveling violation. Kelly Peruki will trigger in front of the Niles bench to our right. She is looking. She finds Kenzie Galloway. Now the Vikings peel back. Maya Brookins follows Kenzie Galloway. A throw of the ball to Kelly Peruki. She lost her balance. Bumping foul committed by Niles. Emily Gaines picks up her third foul, team sixth. So we've got a girl with three fouls and a girl with four fouls out on the floor for Niles right now. Kenzie Galloway will trigger the ball underneath the Coldwater bucket and finds Megan Scorfar. Antonia Palmer stamps her feet at frustration. She suspects that she will get, she just fouled out of the game. And on the shooting foul, Megan Scorfar will go up to the charity stripe. Tatiana Goodson comes in for Antonia Palmer, who again just fouled out of the game with 2 points to her credit. First of two from the charity stripe for Megan Scorfar is good. I humbly stand corrected. It's a 1-1. That was the seventh team foul against Niles. So Scorfar makes the first, gets the bonus. Gets the second to bounce in. 10-point Niles lead, 46-36. 7:07 left to play in the fourth quarter. Zimmerman throws the ball to Brooken. She moves to the top of the key with Scorfar hawking her. Goodson with the ball now to Gaines. Moving around the perimeter, spin move, trying to go down the middle of the lane, loses the ball, tosses it out to Brooken. She's hawked by Scorfar and Kenzie Galloway. Now back to Gaines on the right corner. Moving off of Zimmerman's screen, running the motion offense to Maya Brookins between the circles. Brookins looking, finds Zimmerman on the right wing with the Peruki picking her up on defense. The runner from the right elbow bounces off the back of the hoop. Here comes Peruki with a rebound. Loses her balance, picked up by Haley Ranke. Here's a shot. In and out for Kenzie Galloway from 17 right side. Here come the Vikings. Yes and one as Jasmine Brand was bumped. She scores and she'll go up to complete the three-point play as Haley Ranke picks up her third foul, team sixth. Kendall Galloway will check into the Coldwater lineup. Ranke to the bench. The five on the floor right now for Coldwater. It's Scorefar, Peruki, Kendall and Kenzie Galloway, and Carly Smoker. Jasmine Brand finishes on the three-point play. 49-36, Vikings lead by 13, and an immediate foul by Jasmine Brand, who picks up her third as Carly Smoker receives the inbound. Smoker to the free throw line, one of the bright spots for Coldwater here in this contest. Going up for 1-1. The winner of this game will take on the Fremont Lady Eagles tomorrow night at 5. Smoker makes the first and will get the bonus. The loser of this contest will take on the Jets of Carleton Airport at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Second too strong off the hoop. Carly Smoker a little bit too quick trying to go after the rebound. That's a lane violation. 12-point Niles lead, 49-37, 6:09 left in the fourth quarter. Home run pass. Tracked down by Gaines, and she scores on the fast break. 51-37, Niles leading by 14 once again. Here comes Kenzie Galloway. Throwing the ball up top to Kendall, and now Megan Scorefar trying to dribble drive, finding Peruki, who's fouled, and will go up for 1-1. Tatiana Goodson picking up her second foul. And that will be the team ninth. Peruki back to the free throw line for 1-1. The final 1-1 for Coldwater. Misses on the front end. The rebound by Jasmine Brand for Niles. The Vikings lead 51-37, 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. Here comes Elise Zimmerman. Nice feed on the bounce pass to Tatiana Goodson left baseline. She draws a foul. And will go up for a pair on the miss. Peruki picks up her third foul. That is the team's seventh. But on the shooting foul, it's Tatiana Goodson trying to crack the scorebook for the first time tonight. Sinks the first one and increases the Niles lead to 15, 52-37, 5:39 left in the fourth quarter. Second run too strong off the rim. Smoker's there with a rebound, trying to bounce the pass to Peruki. It was knocked away by Brand. The Cardinals will get it back with 5:36 left. Cardinals trail by 15. Megan Scorefar is still looking. Looking for Kelly Peruki. It was knocked away from her by Brookins. We'll try this again. No time coming off the clock. Scorefar inbounds to Kelly Peruki. Carly Smoker is tripped in the backcourt. No call. The play continues. Kenzie Galloway finishes underneath. 52-39. Home run pass once again. Jasmine Brand scores on the layup. First timeout of the second half is going to be taken by Coldwater. It's a full timeout. Second to last timeout for the Cardinals with 5:16 left. 54-39. Niles leads by 15. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of their timeout. They trail by 15, 54-39. The inbound almost taken away by Niles. Loose ball collected by Perucci. Finding an open Kendall Galloway. Blows by Brand off the glass and good. Cardinals not going away quietly. They trail by 13, 54-41. Check that, 56-41. Another two-pointer by Emily Gaines after that exchange of buckets. It's 56-41. Vikings lead by 15, 4:46 left. Score far, finding an open Kendall Galloway for three. It's an air ball. Rebound put back by older sister Kenzie. Does not go in. Loose ball tossed by Zimmerman. Ricochets off a couple of Vikings, collected by Scorefar. Now Kendall will reset. The Scorefar, left wing three is short. Brand with a rebound for the Vikings of Niles. She'll get it across the half-court line. Wanted to run, but the Cardinals, good job getting back on defense. Now the Niles Vikings are in a position where they can run some time off the clock, leading by 15. Vikings going into a four corner. Zimmerman, a take to the cup. Don't count the bucket. Don't count the bucket that went in. I think Zimmerman was out of bounds as she was launching the ball toward the bucket. Scorefar's inbound pass taken away by Tatiana Goodson. Cardinals get it back. And timeout called by Ken Smoker. Coldwater's final timeout coming with 4:02 left. The Lady Cards trail by 15, 56-41. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of their final timeout of the game. The Lady Cardinals trail by 15, 56-41 here in the 5th annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Kenzie Galloway with the ball. Scorefar swinging it around to Perucci. Looking for Kenzie back up top. Deflected by Zimmerman. Taken away by Brand. Ahead to Tatiana Goodson. She ran out of bounds as she tried to get the ball back in bounds. Megan Scorefar inbounding to Kelly Perucci. Taking it to the right baseline, loses her balance, gets it out to Kenzie Galloway, and she drains a triple. Again, these Lady Cards aren't going to go away quietly. 56-44, they trail by 12, 3:22 left. Other end of the floor, yes and one on the take by Tatiana Goodson. Kendall Galloway picking up her second foul, team eight. Goodson with her first field goal and an attempt to finish a three-point play. She does. 59-44, Niles gets a steal. Jasmine Brand with a steal, and Kenzie Galloway taking a little bit of exception. She tried to wrestle the ball away from Jasmine Brand. Jump ball. The Vikings will get it with 3:09 left to play in the fourth quarter. 59-44. Niles leads by 15. Niles has led ever since they scored the first 8 points of the game. Or rather, Elise Zimmerman scoring the first 8 points of the game. She has 23 of Niles' 59 points. Ball poked away from Zimmerman by Kendall Galloway, taken away in the backcourt by Brookins. And a retaliation foul by Peruki. She picks up her fourth. Back to the free throw line, Maya Brookins for 1-1. Tatiana Goodson out, and Kylie Meyer in for Niles. Shelby Bowers coming in for Carly Smoker. Meanwhile, we see Andrea Souls in for the first time for Coldwater. She is a 5'5 senior. Kenzie Galloway taking a breather. Khalila Abdullah coming in for Niles. Fresh bodies out on the court for the Vikings at all times. Front end of the 1-1 does not go in for Brookins. Here come the Cardinals, trailing by 15. Kendall Galloway looking for Bowers off of her hands, taken away by Brand. Abdullah bounce pass to Emily Gaines on the right wing. The feed inside to Brand, turns around, shoots over Bowers, misses, rebounded by Souls underneath for Coldwater. Galloway to Kendall. Or rather, Scorefar to Kendall Galloway, misses on the right wing. Cardinals get it back. Kendall from Scorefar, get it to Bowers on the right elbow. Needs help, finds Kendall on the right corner. 2:10 left, 59-44. Cardinals trail by 15. Bowers back to Kendall Galloway on the right corner, trying to float it inside. Knocked away by Brand. Loose ball collected by Peruki, and she cleans up and collects. Her first field goal of the game, 59-46, 13-point lead for Niles. Maya Brookins with the ball. Now a dribble drive as the Cardinals had extended their defense. Bounce pass goes to Jasmine Brand. She scores. Whistle and official timeout. Maya Brookins may have cramped up a little bit. Jaden Rowland coming in along with Libby Moody. Guess they didn't count the bucket, but it's 61-46. Niles with the ball, a minute 25 left. Niles looks like they will improve to 6-1 overall. We'll take on the Fremont Lady Eagles tomorrow for the girls' championship at 5 o'clock. The Cardinal girls will drop to 1-5, and we'll get ready for Carlton Airport tomorrow at 1:30. Our on-air time for the first game will be about 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. Kendall Galloway almost passing the ball to Jasmine Brand. Off of her fingertips. Alicia Prescott coming in for Niles meanwhile. On the inbound, the ball knocked away again. Jasmine Brand, just a sophomore, tallest girl out there right now. Very pesky on defense. Scorefar looking for Peruki, trying to get it back to Scorefar. Does a dribble drive, right baseline. Shot and a miss. Bowers and a couple of Vikings. We'll check that, just Libby Moody. Peruki and Bowers involved in that tie-up. Jump ball, the Cardinals are going to get it back with a minute 3 left. The Vikings of Niles are going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now, that's what that final score is going to be. Stay tuned. After this game, we will have the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Cardinal ball. Peruki needs help. She was forced out of bounds. Niles Ball, the Cardinals peeling back on the press. Khalilah Abdullah between the circles. Patrick Tuohy, the Niles head coach, kind of calling off the dogs here. Just run the offense. Don't worry about getting a shot. Moody was forced to travel with the ball, though. 61-46, 15-point lead for Niles with 32.8 seconds left. Kind of hard to battle back from being down 8-0 at the outset of the game, but the Cardinals looked pretty game after that rough start. Shelby Bauer is blocked by a double team that surrounded her, trying to tie up the ball handler, Jaden Rowland. Unable to. Here she comes. Rowland to Moody. Long two from the left corner. Off the rim. No good. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Karuki. 1 second. Stop and a pop. Almost went through the cylinder. Buzzer sounds. The game over. The final score from here at Coldwater High School in girls varsity action at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. The Niles Vikings 61. The Coldwater Cardinals 46. Niles improves to 6-1. It'll be Niles versus Fremont tomorrow for the girls varsity championship. That game getting underway at 5. The Cardinals drop to 1-5. They will take on Carleton Airport in the girls consolation at 1:30. 61-46, your final score. We'll take this break and hopefully be back with the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Mike Side, my broadcast partner for the first half of the girls' varsity game. Quinn Berry is getting his JV boys ready to take on Eaton Rapids. We're getting set up here for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place at the conclusion of the girls' contest, which saw Niles improve to 6-1 with a 61-46 win over Coldwater. Boys varsity action coming up in about 20 minutes or so with the Coldwater Cardinals hosting the Eaton Rapids Greyhounds. I think the one thing that we're waiting for right now might be, well, the Cardinal girls are coming out of the locker room to take in the ceremony, I think. One thing that we're waiting for, perhaps the Hall of Fame inductees. The message from our PA announcer, Ken Delaney, evidently we're waiting for the conclusion of the JV girls game between Niles and Coldwater. We had a halftime score of 17-5, and we're just waiting for the conclusion of that one before we can get the Hall of Fame ceremony underway. While we wait, we'll bring you the scoring summary for our recently completed contest. Niles on top of Coldwater, 61-46 for the victorious Niles Vikings, who improved to 6-1 overall and will take on the Fremont Lady Eagles tomorrow night at 5 for the girls' district champ, tournament championship on the varsity side, rather. Elise Zimmerman leading the way. She led all scorers with 23 points. She had 20 of those points coming in the first half, 12 in the first quarter. Emily Gaines finished the game with 13. Jasmine Brannon officially with 12. Then Kalila Abdullah with 2. Antonia Palmer with 2. Maya Brookins with 2. And Libby Moody with 3. Those are the 61 points that are up on the board for the Niles Vikings. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinal girls, who dropped to 1-5 overall and will take on Carleton Airport tomorrow at 1:30 for the girls' varsity consolation game here at Cardinal Holiday Hoops 2013. Megan Scorefar with 7, Haley Ranke with 2, Kendall Galloway with 8, Kelly Perucci with 2, Kenzie Galloway with 10, Carly Smoker leading the way for the Red and White with 11, Shelby Bowers with 4, and Jordan Shirey with 2. Those were the 46 points that are up on the board right now for the Coldwater Cardinals, as again they drop to 1-5. By the quarters, Niles won every frame, 21-13 in the first, 11-8 in the second, 14-13 in the third, and 15-12 in the fourth. We are at this point kind of in a holding pattern. The Coldwater boys are sitting opposite N from us in their warm-ups. We're awaiting a couple of things right now. We are awaiting the inductees into the CHS Athletic Hall of Fame to return from the complimentary dinner that's on the Hall of Fame committee. And we're also waiting, I guess, for the conclusion of the varsity girls contest. Not the varsity girls contest, the JV girls contest going on in the old gym between Niles and Coldwater. Let's go ahead and take this 2-minute break. Be back with more from Coldwater High School after this. You are listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2012 Dodge 2500 Crew 4x4 with tow package, just $489 per month? Looking for a lower cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2006 Dodge Dakota Club 4x4 with V6, just $177 per month. Step up with a 2013 Dodge 1500 Quad 4x4 with Hemi, just $449 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Donner, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
It's time once again to close the door on 1 year while welcoming a new year of possibilities. And your celebration will be one to remember when you spend the evening at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll have music by Jim Dove and Roger Roberts from 8 to midnight, along with drink specials and hors d'oeuvres throughout the evening, and champagne at the stroke of 12. Welcome 2014 at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We just got word that we'll have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony kick off in another 3 minutes or so here at Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Mike Side, Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio while we're waiting for that. Let's go ahead and pick a McDonald's player of the game. Carly Smoker emerging with six of her points coming in the second half. She had, again, 11 total, five in the first half, six in the second half. Oh, congratulations to Carly Smoker. She is our McDonald's player of the game.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. I participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Hall of Fame induction ceremony about to get underway. Let's turn it over to our master of ceremonies, Bill Mills.
Thank you. Ladies, gentlemen, and students, tonight our Hall of Fame committee will officially induct three new members into the CHS Hall of Fame. Each will be presented with an inscribed plaque commemorating their athletic achievements, and their names will be added to the Hall of Fame located in the outside lobby. Coldwater is very proud of all of our present-day athletes, but tonight we want our former athletes and contributors to know that we haven't forgotten them and their great memories and contributions to our athletic programs. As each inductee is introduced, Athletic Director Diane Vandenhout will present each with their commemorative plaque. Our first inductee tonight is Aaron Taggart from the class of 2001. Aaron earned 9 varsity letters, competing in 3 sports at CHS, 2 in football, 3 in basketball, and 4 in track. In football, Aaron was a starting tackle for 2 years, and in basketball, he was a 3-year starting forward who helped the team win 2 conference championships along with a district, regional, and quarterfinal appearance. Aaron was also chosen as a second team all-area selection and earned the title of MVP for the team. But it was in track where Aaron really excelled. He was all-conference in both the shot put and discus. He also won the regional event during his tenure in both events and went on to capture the state title in the shot put that year. Aaron still holds the school record here at CHS for the shot put at 56 feet 9 inches and in the discus at 158 feet 11 inches. After graduation, Aaron attended Olivet Nazarene University in Illinois. While there, Aaron continued his track career and was a 3-time national qualifier in the shot put. Aaron graduated from Nazarene in 2005 with a BA degree in youth ministry. Today, Aaron lives in Washington, D.C. with his family and teaches elementary school and coaches at the school. Congratulations, Aaron, on being inducted into our Athletic Hall of Fame. Our second inductee this evening is Tom Schweitzer. Many of you were influenced by Coach Schweitzer if you attended CHS or were a part of the Coldwater community. Tom graduated from Olivet in 1973 with a Bachelor of Science in Physical Education and began his career at Coldwater. Many people start a job with aspirations to move on to bigger and better things, but Coach Schweitzer decided to do something a little different. He made Coldwater a bigger and better place. His teaching made many young people turn into the fine young men and women they are. He took on to nurturing that coach, many of them took on to the nurturing that their coach provided them. As PE teachers often do, he took on an added role of coaching, and he did that well. He spent 36 years as head wrestling coach, 3 years at the ninth grade level, and 32 years of coaching football, 27 as an assistant, and 5 years as the head coach. He also held several middle school positions in track. During his football coaching days, Tom was the defensive mind behind Coldwater football for many seasons. He was instrumental in the planning and development of the stingy defense that was known as a hard-hitting unit and being a turnover-creating machine. Most people would want time off after a long and demanding football season, but Coach would step right into wrestling and fire it up without hesitation. Tom was just the third wrestling coach in Coldwater history and finished with a 490-400 record during his tenure. His teams, or should I say our teams, as Tom would have engulfed that team effort, finished with 5 conference titles, 8 district championships, and several regional finals. Tom was awarded the 2003 Regional Coach of the Year as well. Wrestling also is an individual side of it, and as well they resulted in Coldwater having 32 individual state placers, and 4 young men were crowned individual state champions. Coach, as we pointed out earlier, you taught many of us to always think of the team first, but tonight we offer our sincere thanks. And it's time for you and your family to be recognized with the great honor of being inducted into the CHS Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Coach Tom Schweitzer. Yes, congratulations. That's a great one right there. Our third inductee this evening is actually an organization here in Coldwater, the Coldwater Sunrise Township Rotary. Our Hall of Fame includes an opportunity to recognize those who have contributed to the athletic program through one of many ways. And this evening, we are recognizing the Coldwater Sunrise Township Rotary Group as an honorary member of the CHS Hall of Fame. This service club, made up of community members, undertake many projects that many people may never notice. The following is a list of the projects they have sponsored or provided funding for: the Lakeland Elementary Pavilion, the Lake Middle School American Flag Replacement Endeavor, and the Rachel's Challenge Pledge, or activities for Coldwater Community Schools in general. There are 2 major projects that the Morning Rotary Club initiated that are being recognized this evening. First, the creation of the Hal Creel Soccer Complex located on the north side of town. Even though it is not connected to the school directly, it has been a wonderful feeder program for the CHS soccer program. It actually allowed CHS to start the school soccer program as so many young people were playing soccer and the interest skyrocketed. The second project that they became involved in was the financial backing for the baseball and softball stadium seating project. With a gift of $300,000, it allowed for the construction of new stadium seating, press boxes, and restrooms. As the construction phase is now complete, it has put our facilities on the map as one of the finest in the Midwest. The work that the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary Club has put into the facilities ranks second to none. The ability for them to spearhead these projects is another great reason that Coldwater is such a wonderful community. The fundraisers, the raffles, and the professional working relationships with other service clubs are all attributes that have made these projects successful. At this time, we would like to recognize the representatives of the Rotary Club. Even though he cannot attend this evening's event, we would first like to recognize Rick Gleason, the project chairman. Rick's dedication and commitment were second to none. Next, we would like to introduce the past presidents of the club who held office during this fabulous project and who are representing the many people who have served in the Coldwater Township Rotary. Mr. Mike Beckwith. Mr. Bill Renner. And Mr. Lloyd Walrath. The CHS Athletic Department, along with the Coldwater community, would like to extend our sincerest thank you for all that you've done for us. Let's give a hand to our newest honorary member, the Coldwater Athletic Hall of Fame, the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary. I'd like to thank everyone for your attention during our ceremony and helping us take time to recognize and show our appreciation to our new inductees. Thank you to the selection committee and Mrs. Vandenhout for continuing to keep this tradition alive in our school and our community. Now let's get to those next games and go Cards!
So congratulations to the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary, to Coach Tom Schweitzer, and to Aaron Taggart, the newest members of the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Back with more after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
For over 40 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's Jewelry is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Shop at Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.